The armed services are trying to boost the morale of families who have sons or daughters on active duty overseas. The Air Force has a program designed to thank parents for supporting their children's military service. Parents receive a lapel pin and a card, which has been translated into 100 different languages. Brigadier General Edward Tanini, director of Your Guardians of Freedom, says many parents have responded to the pin program in an emotional way.
The letters that the secretary and the chief of staff have received back from parents that just pour their hearts out about how they wear the pin everywhere. We had an airman in Japan who said, "Both of my parents are deceased, but would you please send me the pins? In the first opportunity I get back home, I'm going to take some super glue and glue it to their tombstones."
Why do you suppose such a simple thing is so important, so meaningful?
It is a visible way of saying I'm proud, I'm patriotic, my child is out there doing the things that are necessary to protect our freedoms. And we look at it from our point of view as a support multiplier all around the country. To date, we've done 250,000 of them. There's 250,000 of them around the world, mostly concentrated in the United States.
Describe the pin. It's the letter P, and above it is...
It's the Air Force symbol, the wings of the Air Force symbol, the United States Air Force below it, with the letter P cradled in the wings of the Air Force symbol.
And you had an earlier pin, the E pin.
The E pin, the employer pin. And all of what we are doing takes its roots back from something that was successfully done in World War II. We like some of the symbolism, and we've just basically made it into a contemporary version. And it has been enormously successful.
Brigadier General Edward Tanini is the director of Your Guardians of Freedom.